It's the Easter show.
Yes. When Jesus Christ comes back and hides eggs around your house.
The more eggs you find. Yeah.
A religious thing?
Yes, because Jesus came back from the dead and dressed up as the Easter bunny.
It's a pagan ritual.
No, it's not.
It is.
What is it?
They were talking about, I was watching this thing on TV yesterday. It's actually like some Chinese thing where these, a fox, a tortoise, a rabbit, and a chicken were walking down the road.
Sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah,
no,
a fox, a tortoise, and a chicken walking down the road.
And
then this Jewish rabbi priest came by and
God or whatever decided he'd make himself look like a hungry man, a starver, on the side of the road and asked them if they could all spare some food for him. The fox ran off, came back, brought him something. The chicken laid him an egg, you know, the other creature brought him something. The rabbit said, I have nothing I can give you. All I eat is grass. And he said, how about I give you my meat? And so the god built a fire, and the rabbit got up on the thing, went to jump into the fire, and the god stopped him.
The god?
Yes.
It's a pagan ritual.
No, it's not.
If it doesn't concern Jesus Christ or the Lord, it's a pagan ritual.
If it's a god.
Kiss my ass.
A god means.
It wasn't actually a god. It was like one of those Chinese people. I just can't remember the names of anything.
I am the Lord thy God. No one, you shall not have any other god.
All right. Intro. We'll be right back.
I don't really like about the movies. I like the previews for some reason. I like to get there. I don't want to see just the movie when I get there. I like to see some previews first. I like that guy with that deep voice, like smoke like 10 packs of cigarettes. One man, one way. One desire. They went too far. They broke all the rules. One man, Kermit the Frog, as a pimp. Where's my money? Where is it? One man, one way. What a weird voice. That's the only thing that guy could do for a living, you know? He couldn't be a mechanic or anything. Hey, how much is that transmission gonna cost me? An arm and a leg. Just imagine having sex with somebody. That'd be hilarious, you know? Oh, yeah, the desire in your eyes. The passion between us burns with fire. Oh, yeah, one way in, no way out.
Britney Spears. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to...
Dream Wreck Radio.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
Hey, watch out here, man.
Welcome.
All right.
To the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side.
Not that one. Put it in.
Go the other way. Go the other way.
6-7. Right there. Try that.
There we go. Okay.
Hello.
Works.
Yeah, it works fine.
I need you to do me something right after we do the intro, Ben. You
don't. What's up? We're actually live.
The power of
we're live.
The dark
live.
Side.
Let's do the intro, then I need you to explain something.
We just did the intro. Did I?
I didn't hear the Britney Spears shit.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Jeanette, where have you been?
Not listening.
I know.
Cool. Did I do the disconnect, reconnect?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You did the disconnect, reconnect. You did a little skit there, and all of a sudden I did the Britney Spears intro. And now we're up to...
I'm watching it. It's only like a meg so far. Okay, cool. All right, so 7:08.
The special.
Big news. Blobber swears up and down this is not going to become World of Warcraft Radio because there's only one of us in the room that actually plays right now.
right now.
And I'm not highly impressed enough with it to go play it right away.
You'd have to actually play it. But
no different than EverQuest. So why don't I just stick with what I spent 3 years doing?
Ignorance leads to stupidity. Stupidity leads to the dark side.
Well, yeah. Maybe I like the dark side.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. You're still fresh, relatively fresh in the game. You're still doing some of the funner stuff.
I'm not rushing it like you did. You actually rushed
it. Rushing it was like 2.5 years. Hello?
2.5 years of the slow stuff, but once you hit like 50, bam, you ran through the game.
Right. I'm done with it. It's time for something new, something fresh.
Something new to corrupt.
Okay, but I need you to explain something.
Good.
How does NTOV work?
The Alliance?
Gets it for a week.
Not the Alliance. No, this is just for a guild member asking me a question. To get into NTOV, what do you have to do?
Walk in.
Duh. No, what's the setup?
What do you mean?
Somebody
how many people?
No, somebody told me.
What's the rotation?
How does the rotation work?
Yeah.
Okay, first you need a tracker, okay, that can go into the zone and see if Aerie's up. You can, if Aerie's not up, you cannot go into, you cannot go into North Temple of the Shame. Okay, because what happens is there's a some servers have this, some servers don't, but they
Zeb
have a rotation.
Zeb is one that has it.
Zeb is one that has it, but it's not a rotation. It's whoever finds Aerie up
first
and kills him gets North Temple of Machine until Aerie pops again,
which is a week,
right?
Unless server goes down.
Unless server goes down, then it
because
up.
we've had it where we had it one night, server went down. We had it the next night, server went down again.
And somebody else killed
and somebody else got it on the third one. So, you know, we got to kill Aerie twice or whatever. But, you know, the third night, we just didn't have enough people on.
Yeah, because everybody's like, there was supposed to be an NTOV raid. And right. Then I was thinking.
Yeah, you can't do North Temple of Machine.
You can't do North Temple of Machine. It's not like
you
Temple
can't just
of Machine
where
you walk in and start killing.
Right.
Because there's...
That's Halls of Testing, right. If the Halls of Testing is wide open.
There's another guild before you. Know, like Temple of Machine, another guild comes in before you.
Right.
They get far enough ahead, you can start your raid.
Yeah, well, because back pops and stuff like that.
Right, but in North Temple of Machine, if there's a guild ahead of you...
Well, if a guild came in like last night and killed Aerie, even though every name's still up, but Aerie's not up, you cannot go and kill them because you'll piss off the guild.
Right.
That... does have it for the week, and they'll usually anybody else who follows their court will go in there and gank every mob from you.
I just wanted that explained.
Because I know the dead will. I mean, if we got a call saying that, oh, you know, these people took North, because we're still part of that accord or whatever. If the call came out saying, hey, you know, these people ganked into North Temple Machine, and we can check by, you know, in the guild leader forum of the Zebruck boards. There's a section that says who has it what week. Like, we just killed Aerie. It's ours for a week. And, you know, if that guild comes to us and says, hey, you know, another guild is trying to kill stuff and, you know, we'll bring 120, you know, 120
like
people into the zone and just
another,
kill everything.
What happens if you have another guild who's unaware of this rule?
Well, then they would be informed first, obviously.
So you would inform them, ask them if they know the rule, then you would gank them.
You are trespassing into the neutral zone.
Yeah, yeah, more or less.
Okay.
Because if they want a free-for-all, they won't get anything, because basically every guild that's part of the accord will go in there and kill every dragon within like 20 minutes, and they'll get nothing.
I was just saying this so that anybody who listens to the show could understand probably why there was no NTOV raid tonight.
Oh, maybe,
surgically leave the raid.
Either Aerie's was enough, or some other guild has the zone
right
now.
Right, right. Zaman's having trouble logging on to chat.
Oh.
All right. No, you can do it for a while. Okay, I just read what you wrote. Basically, what you would have to do, if you want, you know, to do this...
Right, but it may not always happen at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Well, no, you'd have to go in there earlier with maybe three or four groups.
Right, but first you'd have to go to the board, see when the time ends.
Right.
Or you'd have to check as soon as the server gets down, somebody's got to run their ass there and start it. You can't just
go... Right, right. Because you guys got a Zeb channel, 100 people hanging out.
Right.
You grab it, and then you can wait. You know, there's no time limit.
Okay.
You know, so you could wait a couple of days and then go in there with your raid.
Finally,
no, I understand that, but I'm saying it's just not something you can say, hey, next Sunday we're going in
there.
Right,
and you can't. Because most of the time by Sunday, it's cleared anyways. You know, because if, you know, it usually pops on a Friday night, you know, and by Saturday night, it's cleared. You know, we cleared in one night. We cleared in like 5 hours.
But once you clear it, doesn't the zone repop or does it stay empty?
No, stays empty for a week.
Stays empty for a week, yep.
Or until servers go down.
Correct.
Right.
Just wanted to explain.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not empty.
Enlightenment.
You know, there's still mobs, but they don't drop anything. you know, the whole reason
the drakes are up.
The whole reason you want to go to North Temple of Machine is the fact that is you could kill a dragon in an hour.
Yep.
And get dragon loot, you know, for an every hour for like 6 hours.
Shizma's a tweak of the Legion.
Yeah, actually, even Shizma has loot that, you know, most of us go, it's crap. But,
but
for his level,
57 Shadow Knight, when I go into an LDLN, oh, look at my sword. Oh, look at, you don't want to look at my hammer. Why not? Ah, it's probably wimpy.
Yeah, it's wimpy.
Oh, look at it. Sledge Mallet was smiting. What the f- holy shit, where the hell did you get that from?
Well, no, they look at Shizma, it's like, you know, Vindy Breastplate. And dude, how'd you get that at 50th level?
Legion of the Dead?
Hey, wait, we're trying to see if we can get Shizma into, like, Elemental Planes at, like, 50. No, actually, no,
52nd of Shadow Knight, looking for a group and bye.
Get you in Vexstyle at 52nd level.
But you know what's funny?
Vexstyle loot.
You get that, you get that flag, you go to bot at 50th level and say looking for a group, and you actually get people in the zone that says, come back later, sucker.
Yes, yeah, they will. Yeah,
you
they
must be kidding me.
Yeah,
they will tell you you're not getting a group here.
No, unless you're a cleric. Maybe.
Or a shaman. I've seen clerics and shamans at low levels walk into those zones.
I did this.
But I've
joke.
Seen warriors at that level go into a zone
oh,
and say
no,
they're looking
God,
for
no.
a group, it's and a people will start laughing out loud.
They will.
And go,
they will, because
they
oh, but I've got all the bizarre gear in the world. It's like, it doesn't matter. The mobs will all hit you for max damage every single time.
Right.
So instead of, like me, when I go there, it's 120, 120. Ooh, look, a 600. They're like, 800, 800, 800, 800. Yeah, you're dead. So.
Now, it's funny. I actually, once in a blue moon, I'll get on, like, the plane of tranquility,
yeah,
and say like 18th level cleric looking for group. And it's so funny because I'll stop chat that way. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, looking for the 18th level cleric looking for group. Silence for like, like what?
Well, remember at 40th level you went to Dreadlands.
Oh.
And normally it's the same thing. At Dreadlands at 40th level, Tasso went there and got laughed at. Nobody wanted 40th level.
I went there, and people were like, come to my group.
Right, exactly. If you're
actually,
the right, yeah.
No, you know what?
Here's another point that I don't like about EverQuest. No.
I ran through. I
That'll
went to Dreadlands at 20th level.
It doesn't. No. Everything stacks. Every class has something they can do. I grouped with the priest the other day. Okay, and everybody remembers. No, 9th level, more or less when, you know, if you're a priest, Tom, you remember 9th level, right?
Vaguely.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, for which character?
Which one?
No, but I'm saying, even as a cleric, what do you do at 9th level? Well, you're not going to tank anything. You can't solo anymore at 9th level.
No. You pretty much can solo up until your attack skills maxed out at 100.
Well, you can solo up to what, 30th level or 35th
not
level?
As
no, you can solo
not
up to,
as a cleric.
I'd say, about 20th.
As a cleric, it's way
I've
too slow.
I've never played a cleric.
It's way too slow as a cleric. But, you know, because
unless,
you know, clerics
unless
don't
you find a lot of undeads, because then that's where you shine.
Right, exactly.
Most of your low shit.
That's true. You could do, like, maybe some stuff, you know, one
unrest.
Zone.
Unrest.
Yeah.
You have, like, one zone, you know, because there's undead there.
Befallen, Unrest,
Mistmore.
And Mistmore.
No, but Befallen after 9th level sucks for experience.
After 9th level?
Yeah. There's nothing in there higher than 7th.
You go down to the bottom floor.
There was nothing in the bottom. Everything
I remember
was green.
At 20th level, the bottom floor was wiping my ass.
That's probably when the Dark Elves took over.
No, even after the Dark Elves, if I fell, I was guaranteed to get my ass wiped.
Basically, we were sitting there. That's him.
He's
said he's
going to
clean
cup.
It. He said he's going to clean it. Did he leave?
He left.
He's leaving.
He's leaving now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
tell
so.
Tell him to get his goddamn cup. Is there a cigarette butt in there? Tell him to clean up his goddamn cup. I told him. I bitched at him. Anyways. So, basically, though, you know, playing World of Warcraft has been very addictive again. It's a lot of the old, you know, the old feelings from wandering around EverQuest and going, what's around this corner? Oh, you know, death. Oh, cool. Yeah.
They still get those feelings.
I got raped in town. I got raped in town.
Yeah, that was funny. Thugs just came
I'm like right clicking on this guy. He's lock picking. I'm a rogue, you know. So I'm like, oh, lock picking trainer. I right click on him. Nothing. Right click on him again. Nothing. Click, 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 click. All of a sudden, these two guys come out and start beating the shit out of me. I'm like, what did I do?
Probably annoyed him.
Well, that's like what we try to do. Some pally talked my ass into this, and I should have said no.
Yeah.
Did you wake up with a gag blow in your mouth?
No. Wanted to complete the pally quest for the spell. We had to go into Finny's lair and loot the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Finny wasn't up, so Figured we'd sneak in and get the bone. Two of those seahorses see invisible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they rape you.
Mm-hmm. They don't just rape you.
They
stun
spin you around, yes.
And he's like,
whirl
let's go.
Till you hurl.
We die. I pay a necro 2,000 plat to summon us and res us.
Ooh.
And he's like, let's go back. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, go.
Get me a full group of the right level people.
Right.
And make sure Finney's not up.
And that necro humped you.
No. I was being generous. I had just enough that if you sneezed on me, I would have been 62nd level again.
You could have called me.
Your res wouldn't have been enough.
No, I'm saying you can still summon your corpse.
Right, but I was, as long as he can summon and res at the same time, I as well do it.
I have a necro too, by the way.
Yeah, but see, I asked Van for help, and I get told, not now, I'm busy.
Well, no, it depends.
It would have been yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? What time?
Was it yesterday or was it, no, it was Friday. Yesterday I didn't play a request.
Friday what?
10, 11 o'clock, Van would be like, I'm on WoW.
No, actually I didn't start playing WoW till 12:30, so I would have had time. I was doing nothing at the time.
Yeah, but then it'd been like, we better make it quick or the wife's going to kill
here me. Goes,
no. Got the excuse.
Here it goes. Here it is. Here's
but if I am
call.
Playing WoW, there's no fucking way you're pulling me off of it.
Here'd be the phone call. Good. Hello?
I know you're out there.
Hey, man.
You're afraid of what I'm going to show them.
Can you do me a favor? What?
He does.
Yeah, but that's just me. It's not like I'm annoyed at you or anything.
Like somebody said they were going to help me and Tom get our POJ tech.
Hey, wasn't that me?
And like, we haven't heard shit about it yet, have we?
Oh, the trials?
Yeah.
Actually, didn't you go on a trial already?
Yeah, we got so close. Almost had the fucker killed and
ooh, the last guy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was actually...
We had him down to like 40%.
Actually, ooh. I was in town.
And we didn't realize the last, because everything was so easy, we had failed the first time.
Yeah,
but in the second time, and just wipe.
If you get a named, sometimes you get a named in the group, you know, in the four that pop, and then you're like, man, we lost this one. Because he's got double the hit points of everything else.
No, we did the easy one. I asked Blobbert, he said to do the execution
one. Right, the execution one's easy, but every now and then a name pops.
At the very end of Red Guy, we did the four.
Right, and then the big guy pops.
Red.
Yes.
And everybody looked at each other and said, oh, didn't know about this guy.
You know what I'd like to see?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, OOM, cleric's going 50 mana.
50 mana is okay. You being OOM is a problem because you need to slow his ass. I think he's slowable.
Well, you know what? With the first sections, the first group we did, the second group, and the third group, as fast as I had them slowed, they were dead.
No, you don't slow them at all. You don't
it's
even
It's not
bother.
Worth wasting the mana. Well, that's what happened. We didn't figure that out until the red guy came. And I'm like, you know, I could have skipped slowing all these fuckers.
Actually, I would still like to see someone take down one of the seven hammers.
They're red. I don't think they're meant
and
to be killed.
And the death touch kind of kills you, too.
I heard that when you attack them, they actually laugh at you.
Yes, they do.
Oh, this guy's an idiot.
He does
but
this little animation thing.
But Shasharik got his POJ trial today.
Cool.
And he's only
56. But that sucks. All other gods are killable, right? All the other gods are pretty much killable.
Yeah, but there's certain...
The seventh hammers, those guys aren't gods.
They're not meant to be attacked.
You can go after the seventh hammer. To get access to the seventh hammer, the chamber or whatever where he is, you have to pass all the trials.
Really?
That means everybody in your... You know, you have to... your entire, you know, whatever raid
course, yeah.
would have had to pass every single trial. Thank God they didn't. They don't make that, you know, part of the progression in pop. Cause
nobody make it.
You know, no, people would, but it'd be bigger pain in the ass than it already is.
What is time?
Nothing for nothing, but the trial was fun.
But you know what?
People just sometimes
just
do that shit for
hammers,
experience.
Man.
It's just decent experience.
And it's fast.
But just to get one of those hammers, to say I did it, you know, even if it did one hit point of damage. Mm-hmm. Although
I saw a bard was charm kiting them.
Oh, wait a minute. The first time we didn't wipe.
He was running in, you know, spawning the instance, right? I'm ready or whatever, like that. And he gets zoned in. He's just a bard, right? And and you'd see him. He'd go in. About, you know, 3 minutes later, he'd pop out. I'm ready. And go back in again.
You know
so what he was
is?
Doing was four would pop. He'd kill the four. The time would run out. He didn't care. Yeah, and he killed the four, and just keep doing that all day.
You have to kill the first guy in a certain amount of time. The first time we failed to kill him in the right amount of time.
Right.
Because we did the fungi guys first and then the stone guys last. You're supposed to do stone guys first and the fungi looking guys second.
You always got to do the stone guys first.
We didn't know that.
Not mesable. So if you have a mezzer with you...
Well, that's how you we found out.
Right, you had a mezzer.
The mezzer's like, they're not mezzable.
Yeah, you got to do rocks that's first, right. Fungi second. So...
So once again...
Okay, Sherrick's 57.
I know, you keep taking me off of... actually, yeah, you're not impressed, but Tom... Chisma, on the other hand...
I'm behind him with masturbating.
Yeah, actually, Chisma said pretty much when... What's going to be the EverQuest message of the day, like a month after WoW comes out, Tom?
Fuck you.
No.
It may not be. There's a lot of people who...
Hello, EverQuest subscribers. Welcome to the Zebrook...
The EverQuest... Yeah, the EverQuest server. It'd be... welcome to the Zebuck's Rock, Antonius Bay...
Stormhammer.
Stormhammer, Verona Vice
server.
Right.
As a reminder, next week we are merging with the Zek servers.
Not only do you have to play in character, it's player versus player.
A role playing player versus player server.
Oh,
faction
God.
Versus faction.
Faction versus faction. That
actually, I found new fun on EverQuest since the graphic change came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to really enjoy.
Yeah,
game again.
You know what?
And I can tell
with
Tom says
it'll
he's
pass.
Not.
No.
He's actually been on more and doing more stuff. Like, we started as Epic.
Well, the reason why I've been on more is because I know...
Oh, the cleric epic, yeah.
You know what? If I shouted out my guild, I want to do my Shadow Knight epic quest,
we'd laugh at you.
I'd get crickets.
Yeah.
And if I yell out my cleric, I want to do my epic quest. Oh, hey! Oh, hey! 90% Resi! 90% Resi!
That's funny.
No, because... You were in LOTD.
Yeah, you don't need a banisher.
And he wanted to do his green mist. And no matter what you guys say, 75% of the time when he said, I need help, who came to help you? Waffle?
Steve.
No. Nothing for nothing.
Snowdog did a lot of it.
I know. Yeah, I helped you.
Steve helped me with a few. I got to give him that. And you helped me with a few.
But most of them was Wolves of the Crimson Light came running to help him. And he's like, you know, Legion of the Dead won't help me.
I should switch. You know what? Actually, I think I should switch. I should switch Fizzla to Shizma, Shizma to Fizzla.
I'm famous for invent a device that allows you to punch people in the face over the internet.
Nice.
But in order to do that, they have to be able to punch back. It's a box that says, wait.
Van's trying to explain something to Zelm while he's opening the door.
Smokey in here. Smokey.
Yeah, talking about smoke. Can I steal one?
No. Here's the thing. In order for it to work, though, it must be a box that you must install on top of your of your monitor. So you punch somebody,
real damage.
They hit you, and it punches you back. Be great for forums.
You know, yeah, right? It'd be great for personal chat. You fucking dick.
I'll be great for EverQuest.
Your cyber sex would be interesting.
You're right, a hand comes out and just starts talking.
Actually, they
have
that.
I'm telling you, know what?
They have that. No. They have these body suits that you can wear now.
Oh, yeah. That's been out for many years.
And basically what happens is virtually the person on the other end touches your virtual avatar, and you feel them touching you. Which actually, it's the suit touching you, which makes it a little sick.
Like the lawnmower.
But it taps into what show? I was watching. I'm not sure if it was a television show or real life. Some lady claimed rape, even though she hadn't been raped. Some guy stuck like a chip in somebody's drink. He drank it, and when the guy was having sex with her, the other guy miles away in a hotel could feel everything that guy felt. It's probably a television show.
Yeah.
But it sounded interesting.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, I've been raped. And they're like, how do you call it?
No,
it was Law and Order, wasn't it?
Star Trek.
Yeah.
If you rape a Borg, would you rape the whole collective?
Yeah, right.
Would it be like 100,000 people on that Borg cube going, oh my God, I'm being raped?
Zom's like, that's because the Shadow Knight epic equals the Windblade.
I'm sorry. The future is, according to Star Trek, is complete bullshit. They have holodecks. Yeah. I can make anybody appear. Yeah. Let's see.
Aguilera, Spears.
Spears and her twin, and Aguilera and her twin.
Halle Berry on top of my face.
Yeah. People would just not eat. It would be like, it would make crack look like
coffee.
Coffee, exactly. Nobody would leave their house. I've got a holiday.
Might cut down on pedophiles.
Right?
Michael Jackson can make a virtual boy appear instead of a real
one.
You
shut the grid down, you just see nothing but semen stains all over the wall.
Turn it back on. Turn it back on.
Hey, look. Turn it on. Brothel. Turn it off. Howl Caverns.
Oh.
No, it kind of looks like the bibwack from Aliens, you know, full of mucus hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah, back to reality. Actually, you know what? I have a funny feeling.
Yeah.
Since, you know, I saw the emotes of dancing, I have a funny feeling that there's going to be, like some level of prostitution on World of Warcraft.
Actually, they're kind of bitching. Some people are bitching of the provocative nature of the night elf dance. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Dude, I can see a really lonely guy, like, paying, like, a night elf, like, 500 gold pieces.
For a virtual lap dance?
Just for a virtual lap dance.
And
the other guy in the other line going, hey, you just gave me 500 blood.
I keep my mouth shut, being that it was Shizma who came up with that one.
Hi, my name is Alice.
I'm 18 years old. I
look like Britney Spears, actually.
With huge boobs.
Speaking of Britney Spears' boobs, I'm waiting for those pictures to come out.
What?
She was doing a show for like some, like a private show.
And the top came out?
Yeah, like both of them came out.
But that
popped out.
No.
Was she singing Oops, I Did It Again?
Yeah. That was the title of the news article that said about that. They said flashbulbs really went off. I'm like, well, that's going to be on the internet real quick.
Yeah, right.
When the people that have the pictures will sell it. Wherever they sell it.
The Star Wars kids cut them off, yeah.
It reminds me of the scene in Bad Boys 2. What am I going to do with the dead tits?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, have you seen those commercials where like two kids are walking down a beach or whatever and they see like some a stomach laying on the beach?
No.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's somebody's stomach. They must have lost it while walking on the beach. You know, it's kind of like, you know, because they were exercising, they lose their belly.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, no, it's really weird. You know, they poke it with a stick or whatever, and then they let's get out of here.
What channel do they show that crap?
It's a commercial. It's like, you know, CBS, NBC. No, they show that stuff. But I was watching The Daily Show, and the host for The Daily Show is going, let me guess. They don't solve a lot of murders in that because it kind of looks like just the belly sticking out of the sand, like somebody died. whatever, let's get going. They don't solve a lot of murders in that town, do they?
Is a fabled mithril two-handed sword worth anything?
I don't know.
I can't see the link because I'm not in game.
Oh, yeah. That's, that's actually really nice.
So the fabled stuff you can still get, right?
Yeah, you know, that month thing is gone.
They extended it.
No, they don't extend it. They just don't take shit out. I mean, even like the pocket zone in Charduk, that's still there. The pocket zone behind Naggafin, that's still there.
Well, it's kind of nice they left it in because I've been busy this past month. Had no time to do it. Now I could actually try.
Did you do your firework quest?
No.
Do that. It would take you like no time at all.
Every time I log on, you know what happens?
What?
I get like 50 tells. I'm pissed about this, and that, or please help me do this, and that. And then there's Tom.
Yeah, I don't even look for group with Cleric. All of a sudden, hey, can you help us out in POJ?
And then there's Tom always, hey, Jen, what are you doing? Doing this. Oh, not good enough for me. I'm going to LDON.
Oh!
I don't do that.
That's what you're thinking, though.
No.
What are you thinking?
That you do whatever you're doing, I'm like, you probably don't need me.
Right.
No, usually you're like, what are you doing? You know, like what are you doing in the Nexus? Oh, I'm doing this with somebody. I'm like, all right, no problem.
All right, so we got 30 minutes left. Let me just talk about my first 9 levels.
Yeah, the dessert.
Dessert.
One. Yeah.
Dessert greater than radio. Sorry.
Nice one. She's a keeper. The bell.
Sorry.
Hey, you should have seen me and Tom last night sitting there trying to watch movies. Tom's like, oh, I'm doing the belt. I'm like, Tom, man, we're all gassy from dinner.
Oh!
Hey, you got a microphone, that shit.
No, because I have to smell it afterwards.
Jeanette!
Welcome to the Terrence and Phillip.
I've already done it on air, so you can't try to make me feel bad.
Hold on, I gotta go wipe my ass. I'll be back.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle
Buck. Hey,
isn't that funny?
That got somebody a $500,000 fine.
What, farting?
Did you hear what's going on? I mean, regular radio is going to suck. Internet radio is definitely going to be the way of
nothing
the future.
Nothing for nothing.
Not us. Okay, before anybody gets
I
like...
I think Howard Stern should have been kicked the fuck off many years ago.
No, he doesn't
I
do...
I don't
he's
like
tame.
Howard Stern.
He's tame.
Nah, compared to what I've
he's an asshole, but who cares?
I don't like him at all.
Yeah, but that's your choice.
I didn't like listening to him.
You don't have to listen to him.
I didn't.
There you go. You know, that's the beauty of radio.
But if I had kids who I couldn't control them every time, and I'd walk into the room
beat
and listening...
Beat your kids! Beat him.
Your mama kicked your ass. The minute she's out the door, you'd be like, I'm turning that shit back on.
No, 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 no. My mom kicked my ass. She kicked my ass. I woke up like 2 days later, like in the hospital. You know, that's the whole thing. You can't even beat your kids anymore. You can't.
You can't.
Can't wait till I have kids.
I haven't got my ass kicked, but my dad would have been a child.
My, kids, when I was a my kid. Kids dare to... If I have a kid and they dare tell me, oh, if you hit me, I'm calling the cops, I will beat them within an inch of their life. And I say, call the cops. And then in a month, you'll be sucking dick on the corner for rent money. Can't wait till I have kids. I'm going to fuck them up.
Oh, I'm not having kids.
You know what? I barely... Actually,
I do not
remember
need
this
what I
incident.
Did to my parents.
My
to
father
me.
Just got a brand new TV set, right?
Oh.
And you know what? I mean, this is partially his fault because...
Oh, yeah, here it is.
You put a 30-inch TV set on, like, this thin little aluminum cart...
And it fell?
...that you can literally bend with your hands. And I'm watching TV. I'm laying down. I'm watching TV, you know, and I got home from school. And I went to get up, and I kicked the wheel, and the wheel snapped off. This thin... plastic wheel snapped off, and the TV landed on me. Okay, it blew up, but I didn't get hurt. I was shocked. I didn't get hurt. My mom literally told me, "Leave the house and don't come back."
He doesn't care that you're not hurt.
I
if you got hurt. You
now,
might get less of a
now,
beating.
When I was a kid, still, I mean, the area I was living in still had like. You know, woods.
So he could have buried you and nobody would have known?
Pretty much. But I ran into the woods and I stayed there till about 9 o'clock at night until my mom actually found me again and said, Dad, you know, I calmed Dad down and he's willing to talk
not
to you.
Not kill you.
My dad wouldn't have killed him.
And then, like, I woke up in the hospital.
Oh, bullshit.
With the doctor saying, one eye is open.
Did your dad ever even hit you?
We're going to have to try to pull the foot out now.
My
actually,
dad.
No, no, he hit me, no, actually, he hit me twice, I think, in my entire life, and I never want that experience again.
But did you deserve him both times?
If
he only hit you twice. Me,
yes,
I got beatings religiously. I mean, literally, he had a Bible in his hand, quoting scripture, beating the shit out of me. But looking back, it's like 98% of them... Yeah. I deserve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. I got beat once because I got mad at him and I slammed the door. And he said, "If you ever slam that door again, you're not, you know, you're gonna regret it." So I sat there and, you know, me, boom, 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 and yeah.
Then you woke up in the hospital.
Yeah, no, yeah. He smacked me hard, and I kind of did a Michael Jackson spin.
Yeah,
you should have been in my house.
Wow.
And the second time I deserved it, I found a compass and a utility drawer. I didn't know this was an antique. So I'm like, why is it stuck? You know, there's a little hitch that unlocks the thing.
You pried it open?
I pried it open and I broke the glass.
Oh.
And I'm like,
it's like his grandfather's from the war or something.
Yeah, this is
the only thing I have left from him.
Right, no, this is the thing. The man doesn't go in that drawer.
My father carried this in his ass.
Well, right. They got like
right here, right? No, but the man does not go into this drawer for 20 years. 20 years, okay? I break this compass. I put it back in the drawer.
He went the next day.
The next fucking day.
Well, that's like Big and Ugly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The bottle of
Jack Daniels in the freezer
one
for a year.
One pint of a bottle of Jack. He left it in the back of the freezer for a year. I'm like, oh, he forgot about it. So I drink it, and I swear to God, that day.
Yeah, that night. Where's my Jack?
I was going to have that.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Actually, he's upstairs.
I know. He should have been at our house.
In front of him.
I don't know. We say that all the time.
We didn't get hit ever. My mother would try to raise a hand on him. My dad would kill her.
Donna, see, no, no, no.
No, but you should have been.
My house,
no, no,
you,
no, no.
You will definitely get
hit. Do you want to know what punishment was?
What?
You ever go to like a Catholic church and have to kneel and pray?
No.
Well, he would make you put your nose on the wall,
yeah.
Sit on your knees.
Uh-huh.
If your ass touched your heels...
Mm-hmm. What?
He'd come by and chuck a shoe at you, and you had to do that.
But he didn't hit you.
But he didn't make you kneel there for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in a part of our yard,
mm-hmm.
he would never mow the grass or pull the weeds. When you got done, you had to pull all the weeds in that part of the yard.
Now, see, when I was a kid, my grandfather had the best thing. He used to go to the tree with the long, thin, flexible branches and get a switch. And if it was too thin...
He'd pull the whole tree.
Yeah, he'd beat you with the tree.
Actually, no. One of my fathers... Afterwards, when my mom actually defended us and you know, really kept that from, you know, going off the handle, one of his favorite tortures, though, was if you talk back to him, mm-hmm. he was worse than a woman. If you talk back to him, you know,
right.
he's one of those old guys that said, you know, children should be seen and not heard. And if you said something just to spite him, which I always did, he'd wait for the... You know, my father used to raise pigeons. Had a pigeon
the
coop.
The hottest day.
The hottest, stickiest, muggiest day.
Go clean the bottom of the coop
Go
out.
Go clean... Right. He'd wait till like the day before it rained. So, and you know those... And that roof leaked.
Stinky.
So, oh my God, dude. I mean, there was... I think I had to clean up my vomit more than... I was like, oh, shunk, you know, the first shovel of shit. I'm like,
blah!
Oh, the vomit.
Oh.
No, Dad wasn't like that.
That
but I'm
bad.
Telling you, you kneel there for an hour. When you stood back up, you're like, fuck that shit. I ain't doing that again. I like my kneecaps.
Actually, the only time, like I said, the only time I defied my father because he was so old-fashioned that way. I mean... I wanted an explanation, you know, and he wouldn't give it to me. That was the only problem with him. It's like, don't run on the street because I said so. That burned me more than if he explained to me, you know, Tom. People
you need
drive
to have
on
a
the
dad
road.
Like mine. My dad used to be like, why don't you guys go up and play in the middle of Strong?
I don't know.
Find some traffic. That's where you need to
here's,
be.
Here's the whole thing. You know, it's I was raised and I had my fair share of beatings and I turned out fine, except for the killing the hookers part. But other than that,
well, no, man, because look at you. Somebody pisses you off to a certain point,
yeah,
and then you can't remember what you do to them afterwards.
That's right.
So
no, that was my grandfather's fault. I actually figured out why that happens.
That's called blind rage.
Yeah, that's cool actually, because I can actually you can get away with that and. You know,
well, you
court.
Did.
Court.
See, now my legacy for my family is alcoholism. Found out the reason Dad would never hit us was because his father used to bruise him from head to toe on a weekly basis.
That's a story.
Well, that's good because no, some people go, I never want that happening to my kids, and some people go, well, I came out okay.
But Dad didn't give up the alcohol. That traveled with him until what, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, but you know what? My father was convinced I was selling his tools for drugs.
Yes.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Sorry.
But see, you know, the cool part is, didn't y'all have them dads? Like, when my dad would come home, if you were doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
he never hit us, but you'd get the fear of God. You'd hear the car pull up, and
no,
you would start running
my dad
shit
would
to
hit
clean
me,
it up.
Wait.
It'd be like dad.
My dad would beat me with a belt. My mom would hit me with a shoe,
see,
brush.
Yeah.
My dad just put the fear of God in
right.
you.
My father did not have to hit any of my older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your older kids?
My older brothers and sisters. He never had to hit them because when he was younger and thinner, he looked like Clark Kent. And my mom did convince him that he was Kal-El.
No, right. Well, you should have been in my house. You sitting there, you know, like in your room, we would smoke the marijuana and shit. My house?
Smoke the marijuana.
My dad would go away, leave us for like 2-3 weeks at a time and come home.
Yeah.
You know, the day after he left, if you smoked the marijuana, Dad was a cop. He'd come in, he'd be like, what the fuck do I smell?
Actually, I have a story, too. Actually, a long time ago, me and a friend were in my basement. Now, I'm an adult now. I'm living in my own brick house. You know, it actually was my father's house. And my father was up for...
Please, brick.
Right. This is like one of the last times I actually really seriously smoked pot. And
bullshit.
And I'm downstairs. And I'm saying to myself,
last time he seriously smoked pot was 2 weeks ago.
Liar.
Well, all right.
Last time he grew pot.
Dad's not listening to this. Come on. Yeah, right. You smoked pot like yesterday.
Well, all right. Maybe one or two hits, but... No, but that's me now. I'll take one or two hits. I mean, no, it's the last time I seriously got fucked up on pot. But I'm downstairs, and this girl's like, oh, do you want to smoke some pot? I'm like, you know, my father's... fuck it. You know, what's the chance of him coming over, right?
Yeah.
I get red eyed stoned, right? And all of a sudden I hear, Tommy! Hey! Alright! I'm like, oh my god, he's here! Oh my god, he's here! He's gonna smell!
They're like
the window,
throwing the
fan,
the
we're throwing a fan
shit.
Up, we're spraying Lysol, right?
I remember this.
I come up and it's my nephew because he can imitate my father.
No. Here's our luck with pot. Let's see, we're growing a plant in Tom's backyard. It's like maybe about 3 feet tall, budding.
Oh,
yeah, it's
going to
be sweet, man. It was all sticky and like almost ready. And his dad comes up. So what are we going to do? We look across the street. You know what? That
abandoned house. The grass has grown 4 feet high.
It hasn't been cut in four years.
4 or 5 years, right?
You know, because it was foreclosure.
And you stupid asses.
The next fucking day, the landscapers come by and clean it. And Tom's going, well, maybe it's still there. I'm like, Tom, they're landscapers. It's fucking gone.
What landscaper don't you know that's not high?
No, my dad.
At least they could have left a note saying thanks, you know?
Yeah,
but,
I know shit.
Not even a note.
No, my dad was bad. He didn't want us, like, you'd have got no police trouble. Like, when Eric and Eddie decided they were going to screw around that Easter, my dad gets this call, your son's in jail. My dad says, okay, leave him.
But you can almost hear the angels singing in their heads, and they're like, they get the lawnmower, like, I'm gonna freaking mow this lawn, I'm not gonna get a tip. Wait a minute, what's the bonus?
But how do you know they didn't weed whack at first and all?
No,
they didn't know.
No. It was in a potting. It was in a pot.
Right, but they
planter pot.
No,
right.
They didn't. No, trust me.
No, we don't know.
If it was well hidden, they couldn't see it.
No, it wasn't that well
hidden. There was a little cement porch in the back. That's where we left it. And
I think they saw you. I think they saw you going back there
and they
said,
get him.
But you know what? That's called, you pull the stupid ass move and you got what you deserve.
Oh, no. Then, the stupid ass move was putting the big ass pot, the next big ass pot plant we
behind
had.
Behind the pool.
No, not even
in
that
the
one.
In smokehouse.
In, what do you call its room?
No.
Potsy, Stoner Tom.
Yeah, leaving the marijuana plant with the pothead.
Yeah, bad idea. I was trimming it. Dude, you trimmed all the buds off.
Dude,
it's a stick.
You ate the leaves.
He just constantly kicked
it. Dude, when
we got to it,
he was sucking on the branches.
What?
What? No. The one that yacked, my father actually caught it, man. It was just so funny. I thought my dog got out. And I still blame my nephews for this one. I'm like, go down and check for my dog. And the dog was in your old room.
Oh.
And nobody knew, because they didn't open. I said, go downstairs and check the rooms. They went downstairs and went,
I don't see nothing.
I don't see nothing. And so my father goes around the pool. Sees
it. Tommy.
Yeah.
What's this, Tommy?
What's this? He's like, I'm being stupid. I'm like, I don't know.
Was it potted or not?
What? Yeah, it was two little pot plants in a pot.
In a pot.
And he goes, well, we're getting rid of this. Pulls it right out. I'm like,
throws it on the ground and stomps on it.
Zum just brought something up in the chat room. My mom was good for this. Well, your mom's good for that? Giving you the guilt trip.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You know,
my mom
you did
punished
cause
me with
this
beatings.
Stress, and this happened, and we could have been doing this. Oh, man. You know my mom's good at that one.
I took you out to put you into this life.
I gave birth to you. I had to go through yuts and yuts of labor.
My mom gave me the guilt trip. You know, my heart stopped for 30 seconds while I was giving birth to you. I could have died. I'm like, you know, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And then you would try to throw
when
the
was
one back
to you in your room. Please, God, kill her.
No. Do you ever throw the line back at her? I never asked to be born. Oh, that would piss them off.
No, I never said that one.
That's all I got. I am just sick and tired.
Don't remember much after that one.
Yeah. Are they talking about Damage Incorporated? Yes, we are.
Yes.
Come on, what other pothead Tom are we talking about?
Actually, the running joke around here is here's Tom's mind. Wake up. Pod.
I don't see how he ever played Quake. He had like a joint in one hand.
He has what, two kids, right?
Yeah.
A pot of coffee in the other.
I think he had the between a pinky and then the ring finger.
Was the joint? Yeah.
Was the joint, and the other two had the coffee pots. I was like,
Nah, but the best one I remember is when we used to do Mesca's kids.
I don't know. I pretty much stopped caring about the conversation.
I kind of stopped doing any kind of serious drugs when I was in North Carolina and the police showed up.
Well,
and I'm thinking, my father told me when I hit 18, I'm not going to get you out of jail if you do anything stupid.
That's not funny, but W.S. Andrews like, my mom gave me asthma.
That's not funny.
My mom gave me a complex, so.
Oh, no, that's because back in the 60s, it was cool to smoke while you were pregnant.
You know,
yeah.
Kids today.
It was cool to drink while you were pregnant and get drunk.
Actually, here's a kids today.
What?
And it kind of has something to do with EverQuest.
What?
No, I'm reading on... You saw A Corpse Run. You saw me do A Corpse Run today.
Okay? I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't take long, right?
No.
You know, people are bitching about that. They're saying it's too much. That's too long of a Corpse Run.
Sometimes I hate to say it. Corpse Runs make the game.
No, but also, the whole thing is they're bitching on the boards. They're like, oh, you know, the Corpse Run takes 5 minutes, you know, to get back to your corpse and healed up and everything. I'm like, yeah, play fucking EverQuest. It's like, I remember back before ports and everything else, right?
How about the day we were doing the Cleric Epic and we wiped?
I don't remember that.
You were there. Who was it? That's the other major wizard or whatever.
Yeah.
Sat down or something, pulled aggro from the, I don't know the NPC's name.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we couldn't get the aggro out of the zone. We had to climb the necro to summon us 3 hours later, 4 o'clock in the morning.
They have no clue. No, but I'm saying even by ourselves, I was doing a one group thing, okay, and we were in the Sarnak Fort in Lake of Illumin. Okay, not a bit, you know, I die. Loading, please wait. Okay. What am I doing in fucking Freeport? This is before the books. You know, so the only way to Canark in front of
Vi
was the only way. And there's no. There's
and
no soul binders. There was no soul binders.
You had to find a cleric or a shaman to do it.
You had to yell and scream, please bind me, you know, for like an hour.
And
so
pay.
One day I was sick of, you know, what happened was I'd come to front of Vi. I was waiting for somebody to bind me. Nobody would bind me. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm just camping. So I camped the next day. Let me go to Lilo. I forgot I didn't bind. So my group wiped, okay? And, alright, loading, please wait. I'm in Freeport. Fuck! Ah, son of a bitch. I'm in Freeport. So now I gotta take a 45-minute boat ride to Butcher Block. And take another 45-minute boat ride.
To the boat.
To Front of Eye. It takes you about 45 minutes. So the goddamn, I mean, it's that was like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours for me to get back to my corpse. So,
finish your story?
Yeah.
Hello? No. Yep.
Dead air.
You guys can talk.
Well, you gotta finish your story.
Yeah, you gotta.
No, I was just saying that it takes. You know, it took me almost 2 hours to get back to my corpse back
then.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you know what? When I see World of Warcraft compared to EverQuest, I'm like, I'm doing my epic quest now for my cleric.
Yeah.
And according to the book.
Yeah.
It says, first you gotta go to here, and you gotta spawn this guy. Well, he spawns every 28 minutes.
You're camping and aimed.
Yeah.
The placeholder,
placeholder spawns every 28 minutes.
Yeah, the cleric epic's got a lot of waiting. You gotta wait for the guy in Lake of Illumin. Lake Wrath. Then you have to wait for the guy in Soul A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is a long ass way.
No, Soul A only took us when we go there with the cleric. It takes about a half hour most.
Well, no, the guy only pops every half an hour. The placeholder only pops every half an hour.
And the guy pops right after?
No, he doesn't always pop.
Well, the 3 times I've done it, he's always popped right after.
Well, you got
lucky.
See,
this is the thing.
You got real lucky.
You know what?
Fraud was there for like 5 hours.
I'd rather them kick the creature up 10 levels and fight him now instead of waiting 3 to 4, 12 days.
Yeah, but then you have to wait for rage fire.
Yeah.
And if there's 3 clerics in front of you? You're waiting 3 weeks for Ragefire.
I know.
But you know what? It was
the
wait.
65 by that time.
When I got my epic, I was damn proud because of all the effort I put into it. If I had gotten my epic lickety split in a couple of days, it'd have been like, oh, I got my epic. Instead of woot, I got my epic.
Yeah, I did Fraul's epic in 2 weeks Which is nothing.
And you weren't that proud. Did you get that feeling as you did with Tasso?
No, Tasso took a long damn time.
Right. So with Tasso,
I mean,
you
because
were really
I had to go, you know, I had to go to the plains. I had to, you know, I had to kill, you know, I had to get a ball of ever-living golem. I had to get a sporadic windblade. I'm hitting, you know, two planes, you know, and it's just like, this sucks. And kill two dragons. You know, the warrior epic was at least, you know, is a little, definitely a little harder because you got to kill Sev. You got to get a red scale, which only drops off of, you know, maybe, you know, three dragons in the game. You know, especially if you're after 52, it's only two dragons in the game, and one's behind a key, you know, there's a key quest where you have to kill Track. So, yeah, big pain in the ass. Big pain in the ass. But, you know, the cleric epic is just a lot of wait time, a lot of downtime.
Right. But
and, of course, me, when I was doing it, I was playing Tasso.
Dual boxing.
And Frawl was sitting there camping his, yeah, so it wasn't so bad for me. But for you, it must have been torture.
Dude, I'm still, like I said, I was there for 3 hours, and I'm like,
we've come up with a way to
And she goes,
oh,
let's go back. Let's look at the forums and see what, and you see one guy. First day, waited 4 hours. Second day, waited 6 hours. Third day, waited 12 hours. I'm like, yeah, he went through like a week's worth, and he must have put like 40 hours in, and he still didn't get the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Zuman says, oh, epics are so useful in Final Fantasy, and the top of the epic. Yeah, but you don't understand, Zum, okay? Is epics a year after they came out in EverQuest were still useful, but five expansions later, epics aren't as needed. Now, you know, what they're doing in World of Warcraft is they have life quests. Life quest means your special weapon or whatever the hell you're getting for your epic, you know, your life quest will continue to get better.
Right.
So we'll never, you know, it's never something you're going to bank. So EverQuest
actually, you know,
EverQuest refuses, which I think is bullshit. I mean, they have an opportunity to make everybody who has their epic, hey, here's another quest to expand on your epic.
Well,
why don't they?
You can put the LDON shit into your epic.
Yeah, but that doesn't really make it any better. I mean,
well,
you know, for
actually,
like a warrior.
You know,
I mean,
what? You know what would make the epic better if they had like four or five slots for LDON stones for
I don't know
the time it takes here the time it takes to do an epic and EverQuest you could do the entire Final Fantasy artifact set again we were just saying how too fast sucks.
I nothing for nothing. I know like a lot of people think okay it's too slow, but to me that more time made that epic
it
more
feels an accomplishment
to me.
Yeah, but
if anybody can do their epic it's not an accomplishment.
No, but
if you know it's
I'm saying, I don't want to wait. I'd rather do stuff.
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to sit there in a temple killing green shit for 4 fucking hours.
Syndrome.
Yeah, ADD.
You know, I'd rather, you're right, I'd rather be killing something that's red that might kill me or something.
You will.
Because I'm
higher up
there,
in your epic.
I'm sitting in front of the screen going, I could be doing laundry.
You actually do.
I'm missing my favorite TV show.
Well,
we should.
We're watching TV.
You only got to kill one thing.
No, you got to kill four things every 6 minutes.
No, you only kill one thing.
Four things pop every 6 minutes.
No. You just kill the.
You only have to kill the placeholder. You just kill the placeholder, and you sit up at the top and rest.
The reason why we're really killing the other two is because they were attacking us.
Up at the top?
Yeah.
No, we didn't go up on the tippy top.
Yeah, you go at the tippy top, and they don't attack you.
Yeah, but
and you can just nuke the shit out of the guy at the bottom.
He's got a 63 shaman sitting there helping him. It was, okay, epic.
Boring.
Send the pet out.
Yeah.
Nuke. Okay,
yeah.
He's dead. Next one.
It's boring.
I got my fighting skills up. My one-hand plunge is fucking phenomenal now.
So,
yeah, well.
We figured out a little cheat on it. We set my ranger. The edge where you go into the mm-hmm. thing. So gave him my username and password, which please don't fuck with it. So that whenever we want, we can all.
Why is he called Orkporn bitch?
Why is Baito an Orkporn?
Baito's already an Orkporn bitch.
No, dude, I would respect that. You know, so yeah, I'll pop
but
on.
So
her
we can both
ranges,
whenever we
so
want.
So when I get home from work, I can say okay,
and we can track him because he does. Him. You don't always have to kill the spawn. He just sometimes is up.
Mm-hmm.
So. Psh.
Yeah, I've seen him up before.
So this way you can track him. Then if he's up, he can be like ring, 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 ring. Get your ass down there. He's up.
But one thing, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that's one of my gripes about EverQuest was the fact that, you know, I don't understand why World of Warcraft is actually outquesting EverQuest. I mean, like, you know, like I said, in, you know, on the news article on the site, I have not yet killed one thing unless it attacked me first or if I had to kill it for a quest. And, you know, in 5 hours, I'm almost level 10. Okay, which is, you know, not bad. I don't think that's too bad. A lot of exploring time in there or whatever.
Yeah, but still, you're having fun.
Oh, man.
You see,
I don't even notice it's a grind. That's the whole thing. Are you grinding experience or are you doing something else?
I hardly ever grind experience.
So that's why it takes you longer to get
But I
levels.
Have more fun in the game than you do.
No, but see, this game caters more to me. In other words, it's, okay, you get these quests, do this, but this will require you to kill these things. And then, again, I did that delivery quest. You watched me do that delivery quest. It was cool. I go from the human city, I run, yeah, but have you ever done them? Your experience bar doesn't even move. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're a low level.
Yeah, like 85% of the quests that you can see now in the game, they even look at Alakazam. It's, you know, it's just,
horrible.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible, yeah. Horrible. You know, there's only a few that are, like, good to...
Well, you know, then you have the other quests. I mean, to get any kind of good equipment, you know, any kind of good equipment, it usually, you know...
It's an epic.
No, it's not epic.
No,
it's,
like the Earring of the Soul Stick. I did that in a day.
Yeah, but you bought all that stuff. That's not doing the quest. You can do that in a few minutes. Yeah.
Doesn't like accuse you of kill stealing because
you spent $8,000, you know. But no, I mean even this. Okay, that quest that I did, mm-hmm. that quest, I got that quest as a result of finishing another quest. And the guy goes, "Hey, you know, you did great." You know, he says, "Hey, by the way, I need this delivered to this guy." I'm like, okay, so where is it? Lockmore Down. Okay, I got to take the Griffin ride for that. So I take the Griffin ride, I get to fly, and everybody's like, ooh, and, you know, looking at the scenery or whatever. You know, that takes about a minute and a half. By the way, they bitch about that, too. It takes too long. You know, they should be click and be wherever you want to be. Yeah, it's just bullshit. Yeah.
It probably will eventually be teleports.
Hopefully not. They got high speed transportation now.
Yeah,
you know, but instead of taking,
what are they going to be doing 2 and 3 years down the road?
We'll see. Well, that's when you have wizards and druids. I mean, that's what wizards and druids were for. You know, you'd have, you know, druids go, hey, you know, pointing
you know
to here,
WoW's
pointing
missing?
To there, and that's where that was fine.
WoW's
you
missing
know?
Where I can sit back and be like, the other day we were all talking. I'm like, you know something? I met Darkmoon in mm-hmm. the Befallen 20th mm-hmm. level. Darkmoon introduced me to Yusuku, who took me to Lake of Illomen and got me killed on the way, so Hobblefoot came and grabbed my corpse for me.
Right.
And all these people, mm-hmm. I'm still grouping with.
Right.
Still chatting with, we're still having good mm-hmm. fun in the game. Wow, I'd be going there and be like, you know...
No, but I'm saying...
made new friends.
No, it's not that. But I'm telling you, a lot of your friends will start going to WoW. It's that good of a game, okay? And that's, you know, that's why I put on the thing. If my friends go, you know, what would make you, you know, when WoW comes out, would you leave EverQuest? That's the poll. And the poll is, hell yeah, hell no, and only if my friends go. And a lot of people are picking only if my friends go. And, you know, so what, you know, the whole thing is, you know, it's definitely a lot more social interaction possibilities in there. I mean, they have, I mean, like I said, I was walking around the town or whatever. I'm walking around the town, and you see these people just hanging out. They're dueling. You know, got a couple people dueling. Dueling's kind of cool. You don't actually die when you duel. You know, more or less, you see this thing, and you know, you win. You know, and you're down to one hit point. But you see these, people are just hanging out, and you got people half naked, whatever, dancing. They had, you know, I mean, come on. Even when I walked by when I was in the city, there was a white girl, and the white girl, the
you
female
white
dance.
White girl.
No, she was. No. Trust me.
Dance
the
like
female dance.
Really corny.
The human female dance is white girl. I actually stopped, targeted her, you know, whatever. I'm like, go white girl, go white girl, go. Okay, because it's like, it's just like a very white, no rhythm dance, you know. But
like I said, I see a lot of lonely people playing WoW.
Night elves.
Like, yeah, 20 gold to
wanna
the
dance.
Night elves. Wanna dance.
Actually, somebody got it reported for that, and was called Stripper. The name of the character was called Stripper. They went, and they were dancing for copper. And the GM told them, "You're gonna have to change your name, because it's
and now it's whore."
Now it's whore. But no, in other words, they said dancing. You can dance. That's not dancing naked is not going to get you kicked out of the game. But if you have a name called Dry Hump Me, or so I will, burn a hole in your lap.
Bambi.
But you know something? WoW, EverQuest, and all this is just like Final Fantasy, whatever. How long has it been out? A good year or so now?
Yeah.
It's still going. It still has people who are playing it. So everybody has a choice. You have a choice. You can play this game. You
Zum,
can play that
Zum
game.
Zum so wants us to move to Final Fantasy.
I know. I'm probably not leaving EverQuest.
No, that's fine. Well, put it this way. It takes a lot, okay?
I'll leave EverQuest
it
on.
It takes a lot for me. I've played, you know, other massive online games, right? And they all suck. I haven't tried Final Fantasy just because of the fact that I do not want to be on a server where the guy next to me could call, say, you know, fuck my mother, and I won't know he said that.
Well, I could say it in EverQuest next to you and you wouldn't know.
Why not?
If I sent it through a tell?
No, but I'm saying, you know, literally, no, he could say it around, you know, like out loud, because it's in Chinese, you know, or Japanese or whatever the hell, because the Final Fantasy, all their servers have, like, Japanese players already on them, already 60th level. So it's not like coming in new. I like this. I do like, you know, World of Warcraft because it's new. When you're going to start, everybody's going
to
be first level again.
First level.
Of course, Van will know all the quests and know what to do, so I'll have a little bit of an advantage. But it's fun. I mean, the whole thing is, that's the one thing, I've been jaded toward EverQuest, okay? Just because, from the nerfs that, you know, have affected my character.
It's past 8 o'clock.
The lying,
so
the,
we can
you know,
a few more minutes.
The, you know, the lying, you know, as far as, you know, I play a warrior, right? You know, and I was very proud to be a good warrior, but, you know, they promised melee rebalancing and stuff. You saw the stuff, right? You saw that little thing, you know, there's like a power bar that, you know, you do special attacks and now, you know, it got upgraded. You do special attacks or whatever and then, you know, you have other things that link so you can link attacks together and get, you know, it's really cool. It's not a lot of button mashing, but, you know, you kind of look, click, 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 and then bam, you know. I mean, I even found out that you use a stun and I can slide behind him and backstab him, which is like, that's cool. It's not EverQuest where you just turn on auto attack. Heal.
See, that's not how I play it.
But also, Tom liked it. Tom liked it because in one of our shows, we were saying he wanted an EverQuest. When a rogue does a backstab, you should see a backstabbing motion. Okay? Here, all the special attacks have their own animation. So you can tell if somebody... I mean, they were complaining about this warrior or whatever that they were grouped with, but he wasn't doing... I forgot what it was, like Flurry or Frenzy or something, whatever. Thunderclap, actually, it was called. It's a warrior that doesn't thunderclap. And how did the person playing know? Because he never saw the animation. The guy never did the... he knows what thunderclap looks like, you know, which is nice. I mean, even like the monk, they do that kick, you know? But that kick could be any one of five kicks, you know. But still, you know when he's doing that kick. You know, with the rogue, it's right. Just, that's a backstab. Oh, that's a normal stab. Yeah. It looks the same, you know.
But also, the character graphics are a big turnoff to me.
In what?
Wow.
I like them.
I don't.
I like them.
To me, it looks like old style EverQuest, actually, with better skins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're definitely with the hats. You see the hats and everything. Cool.
You know what? I still
the
like
cloaks are in there.
I still like the stealth ability with the rogue.
Yeah, where
you sneak up and all of a sudden you see
pickpocket. Pickpocketing actually does something good in the game. You sneak up behind a mob and you can actually pickpocket it.
And you actually see his hand go in,
but it doesn't take money out. They have a separate loot table, so you could actually get double loot. Anything you're going to kill that's humanoid in nature, like, has pockets.
What's squeaking?
No, I don't know. That's maybe the duck outside?
Oh, okay.
No, but
it.
Anything that has pockets, because I tried to pickpocket a bear, and in EverQuest you can pickpocket a bear. You
what's
actually
the,
get bear meat from it. How the hell did he not notice that?
Sneak into the mouth.
How did
pull
he not
out a liver.
Yeah, how did he not know
what's
that I took
level?
His liver?
On WoW, how high can your character get?
Right now it's the beta. You're limited to 30, but it's going to be 60.
Oh, damn, my
cigarette. No, but so far, I'm having a lot of fun. I'll have a better write-up for it next week, and we'll go from there. Because right now, again, I've only played like maybe 6 hours, but I'm loving it. And I'm jonesing, so.
Oh, anybody see a pack of Marlboro Lights?
No, I haven't. Did he steal them from you?
No.
It's under your foot. It's under your foot. There it is. Okay.
Duh.
Guys, we have Final Fantasy is what you're talking about, Tasso. Yeah, but here's the whole thing.
What's the whole thing?
Whatever. whatever WoW level cap is. No,
he
60.
Meant what is.
Yeah, no, I did not. Trying to figure out what
Crackjaw says hello.
Yeah, cool.
The mighty Crackjaw.
No, but basically,
he's
basically,
game now sending
like calls. I said last week, World of Warcraft has nothing groundbreaking in it. Okay, there's no new innovations. They took a look at everything that was out there. You know, EverQuest, Final Fantasy, Dark Age of Camelot, everything, and said, okay, these all have certain cool things about them. Let's take those ideas and put them in our game. And the whole thing is right now it's very well refined. The only bugs I keep finding is I have a crash problem, you know, at a certain spot or whatever, you know, with my video card and the drivers or whatever. That's about it. The rest of the game is playable, is actually better quality than any expansion has come out for EverQuest in like two expansions, three
Check
expansions.
Check this out. I just had a Mid-Sands group ask. I'm not even in game. I'm on the EQIM. And they had a bot group for me.
Nice.
Yeah, see, but...
And Cracker's friend like, oh, I noticed. You got two tunes logged on right
I'll
now.
I'll definitely be reporting more on World of Warcraft next week because I want to sit down and actually do some reporting on it. Right now, it's still too early. I'll be, throw some screenshots up on the webpage or whatever. But it's still, so far I'm loving it. But I'm not really getting into the social aspect of it. Doing a lot of soloing. I grouped one time. Grouping was actually very nice. If, like, you go link dead or you crash, you come back, you're still in the group. The way the looting works is really nice.
You're still in the group, but while you're link dead, are you in the group?
No, it shows you went away. So it shows all of a sudden you're no longer in the group. And then when you're linked it, yes, you're still in the group. You can kick people out, though.
That's because it's one thing I do like when they're linked dead, they do leave the group. First, it makes you 100% aware the person's linked dead.
Right. I don't think there's anything right now that lets you know that the person that you're playing with goes linked dead, which, again, it's beta, so we'll feedback that and say,
should,
hey,
because if
you
it's
need
the
to let us know when
something. You're like, why is a Jurass healing me?
Yeah,
how come I died?
Then you look, well, no, he does disappear, though. He does disappear off the screen. You can't see him anymore. But basically, again, that was kind of cool. What the looting was really cool, though. Okay, when you kill something, it glows, it sparkles, has this thing. This means it's got loot on it. Whether or not you're going to loot it. If all three of us were in a group, when we kill something, I would see the first thing. I would see it sparkling. Cool. You two wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it's set to round robin. Okay, you know how every other one's I loot, you loot, you loot.
So there's no sharing the loot. Somebody can end up with gold, better loot than the other person.
No, gold and everything. Let me explain how this works. Gold and everything gets split automatically. I mean, not gold, it's copper. Copper and everything gets split automatically. Now, let's say most of the time you're doing quests and stuff. You're looking for quest drops. Your quest drops will go automatically to the person, to the next person. It keeps going in order. Okay? Now, let's say I'm doing a quest that Tom's not on. Tom, on his loot, okay, will not see that quest piece on there. It'll be sparkling for you and for me. But when I loot it, all I'm going to see is my quest piece on it.
Cool.
Yeah, so in other words, the game keeps track of what quests you have and says, oh, this is something you need. And then it also goes around, it's a round robin, as far as going, okay...
So you could end up with a diamond, and I could end up with a cherry.
No. Let me explain how. Sometimes there's linen and stuff, and you're within the group, you guys split out, whatever you need. But I'm saying even for quest stuff, right? We were looking for I was looking for wax candles, and we were both looking for mining picks or whatever.
You know what? That abolishes linked dead looters.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to be able to just loot and scoot. They're not going to be able to just... Or you get the loot hordes that sit there and just loot everything and just leave, right?
Yep.
Right, because everybody has an equal shot. But the whole thing is, most of the game, it's quest-oriented, so you want these quest drops. So, I was looking for wax candles.
So most of the game is quest-oriented, so somebody who's not into quests like Tom's not going to really be...
No, the whole thing is Tom's seen the quests. They don't seem like quests. It's actually direction. It's kind of like a story... And we need you to defend the frontier. Kill six of these and four of these, and come back to me. And what's cool, it keeps track of your stuff, right? It'll say bears, four of six. You know what I'm saying, or whatever you have to kill, and it'll keep you updated on that. which is cool. Yeah, or how many pieces you need. It'll actually put it up on your screen so you see it. But the whole thing is now you actually have a purpose. Rather than just going out and killing things mindlessly, come on, I mean, even when you did orc pawns, right? You never had the quest. You just knew that these sassers were worth something. You know, you'd go turn them into this guy, and there was no story behind it.
Right.
In World of Warcraft, if you didn't have that quest,
you don't see it.
You wouldn't see. There would be no sassers. But if I did, I'd get all the sassers. You know, so it's fun. It's a lot of. I don't know. It's a lot different than EverQuest. It's a little more fairness. They're also putting like some anti-kill stealing stuff. Actually, right now, what's cool? If I kill something, like I was supposed to kill this pig, right? And it had like two guards. I'm supposed to kill this pig. I could not kill the pig and the two guards because I'm a rogue. I'm not a healer class. I don't have any root spell. You know. But what I could kill the actual pig. Okay, it's not like EverQuest. If I kill it, it's my loot. Whether or not I die, it's mine. Okay, so I was able to kill it. Okay,
and then you're killed by the guards.
Got killed by the guards, but I was able to come back and loot. Nobody would steal my loot, even though you know. So
in other words, if I wanted to kill something for somebody else to loot it, I couldn't.
You can't.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's a beautiful thing because that takes away a lot of power leveling.
No, but a lot of times, ask me and Tom, I don't want to loot. Sometimes I just don't feel like looting. So I'm like, Tom, you loot everything.
Then you change the way it loots. There's different ways to.
You change the
format. If you trust the person you're with, you would do it. Single loot.
It's not a matter of trust with Tom.
You could do
run into the bank to sell.
No, but I'm saying
free for all.
I'm saying you can change a free for all or round robin. Free for all means anybody can loot it.
It's not locked in that position.
But again, the quest stuff. Again, no matter what, if you don't have the quest, it won't show up on the corpse.
So if you have the quest and it's on the corpse and it's not your turn to loot it, what happens?
You can still loot.
In other words,
no,
right.
It'll still glow for you. It'll tell you.
All right.
Your turn to loot.
No. But if you're in a round robin rotation and like your turn to loot, but the items for there's an item on it for me, you can loot it. You get the rest of the stuff.
But let's
that
say
item
me and Tom,
I need
right.
I can loot it and then just grab that item.
Right. But let's say me and Tom both need that item, but Tom just got one. Right. It will now be mine. It keeps round robin track. Of the quest pieces too,
right?
Which is
that's a choice of
now.
Format.
What if you and Tom both need the item, but Tom hasn't had it yet, and neither have you?
It's random.
No, then it goes whoever's first on the list, and it starts from there.
Yeah.
You know, because these are quest pieces.
It's not going to take forever. No, it's not like
I was just asking.
You kill this monster, and it's not going to pop for 3 months.
Well, no. Again, I haven't been anywhere that's required anything like that.
Well, you also have to see what are the quests. You're at 9th level. What are the quests going to be like at 60 level?
I've got Enclairs upstairs, and they're yelling my name. Eat me, Van. Eat me. Eat me.
What happened to your diet?
Fuck the diet.
Okay. So it's 8:16. We've been on for an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad. No. But unfortunately, we do have to go. It is Easter, and we're still actually having Easter dinner here.
Yeah, right.
We decided to take a break. And
same bad time, same bad channel.
Yeah, next week will be more. And we'll have Blobbert back, too, and more butt sex and cum shots.
Did Blobbert bother to call anybody to say that he was doing... Wouldn't that be nice just out of courtesy?
Yeah, we're talking about Blobbert.
Wait, Bob, courtesy?
No, just courtesy. I mean...
Actually, he's just late. He's going to show up in like 10 minutes. And I'll get
we'll shut off. And just in time for 8 class.
No, because like if Tom weren't to call, or I would just to be like not show up. I guarantee one of your two asses would yell at me, or one of us would yell at Tom.
I think
I
just assumed.
Any reason why? Yeah, it's just assumed it was either Easter or he's asleep.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
You never assume anything. Yeah. We all know that.
Or he's out, or he's just nowhere near a phone.
So, guys, sorry for the short show. We'll make up for it next week.
We made up for it last week. We had an extra long show.
That's true.
We had an extra long show.
We need rest. And the Sopranos are on in 45 minutes. So
yeah.
Let's go eat our stuff, and we'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
More.
And
EverQuest,
thank you, Sherrick, WS
Radio
Ninja, and Zumbin for joining the chat room.
Yeah. Bastards.
And there was a few other people, but I can't pronounce the name.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Because we were talking about fathers and beatings. There we go. Here's a little therapy for you. See you guys next week.
There to take me to the fair. It seems he doesn't care. Daddy.
ostracized, when I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, staking kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised. Daddy wasn't there. When I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, staking kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there. Peace. If you've got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue. D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY. Say it's just a fad, but I've got a dead beat bed. D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY. I sit in my room and cry and ask myself the reason why. D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY. Daddy. 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 D-A-D-D-Y.